Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, November 2nd through Monday, November 8th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canetx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this podcast by noting that Saturday, November 6th is the fall installment of It's My Park Day, organized by the Austin Parks Foundation. There are many activities planned to care for our neighborhood parks. You can still sign up for park cleanups, mulching, tree feeding, trail cleaning, creek cleaning, etc. There is even an It's My Park Day adventure bike ride where you can bike on the trail and stop in different locations to pick up trash. Sticking with nature and the environment related activities, the Roots and Wings Festival is underway and runs through the end of the week. This is a community-wide celebration honoring Arbor Day and Monarch Appreciation Day. This is a time to celebrate trees, butterflies, bees, and all creatures. On Thursday at 6 p.m., State Representative Vicki Goodwin hosts the Southwest Women Leaders Panel at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center. Featured panelists include State Representative Donna Howard, City Council Member Ann Kitchen, AISD Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde, County Commissioner Ann Howard, and Justice of the Peace Sylvia Holmes. Nothing but heavy hitters at this event. Since it's the beginning of the month, there are a few engagement opportunities that occur each month that we'll highlight here. The Austin Black Chamber of Commerce hosts its first Tuesday conversation on Tuesday at noon. The topic for discussion this month is on insurance as assurance. Learn about the difference between insurance and assurance and how vital it is to have the right agent, when and why you need them. Come and learn what is the difference between the two. This Tuesday is the first Tuesday of the month, which means that the legal line of the Austin Lawyer Referral Service will be available Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30. Call the free legal advice hotline at 512-472-8303. Legal Line is staffed by attorney volunteers who answer legal questions and give brief legal advice. Calls are completely confidential and anonymous. And one last recurring meeting we'll note is that the Austin Justice Coalition will hold its general body meeting this week on Tuesday, also at 6:30. In the education arena, the group Children at Risk hosts a forum called Equity Starts Early, Addressing Racial Inequities in Childcare and the Early Education Workforce. During this event, experts and advocates will share research and best practices for creating racially equitable early childhood policies that address structural inequities in access, quality, and the early childhood workforce. In previous podcasts, I've mentioned our own event, the Central Texas Regional Summit on Expanding Opportunity, that takes place on Friday, November 5th. The registrations are now closed for that event, so now I can plug a competing event, which is HousingWorks Virtual Forum on Housing and COVID-19. This forum will bring together panelists from across Texas and the U.S. to discuss strategies that localities can adopt to ensure an equitable housing and economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic and set the stage for long-term affordability and stability. There are a few recurring activities relating to the pandemic response that we'll highlight next. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. Check the Monday listing on our podcast calendar for a link to a website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted two times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our Fun and Free feature for this episode, which is the launch this weekend of the Austin Studio Tour. There are 3 weeks of the Austin Studio Tour. Week one is the West Austin Tour, that is this week. Week two includes both the West Austin Tour and the East Austin Tour simultaneously. And week three is the East Austin Studio Tour alone. Now, in its 20th iteration, the Austin Studio Tour has become an Austin tradition and continues their mission of fostering connections between artists while presenting the public with a rare opportunity to engage and connect with many of the creatives that help define the culture of our city. I'll end the podcast by highlighting activities relating to Austin Design Week. Join the Austin creative community November 8th through 12th for the 6th annual Austin Design Week and get inspired by a variety of free workshops, talks, and presentations hosted by Austin creatives and showcasing the best in Austin design. This year's celebration of design includes both virtual and in-person events. Austin Design Week doesn't begin in earnest until Monday, November 8th, so I'll have more on this event next week. There are two warm-up activities on Friday, November 5th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., which starts with a design-a-thon. This is where Austin Design Week meets actionable change in our city. In this multi-part event, teams will compete to improve outcomes of some of Austin's biggest problems. The big problems to solve are provided you bring the skill and the passion to solve them. There are more than a dozen activities on Monday, November 8th, the first day of Austin Design Week. There is a session on intelligent infrastructure to bring the physical world and the digital world together. A micro-assist studio tour outlining how to design online content to be usable and accessible to all users. A forum outlining an idea for creating a storage space business and employment opportunity for unhoused individuals. And you have an opportunity to tour the ACC Fashion Incubator. And since this is opening night, there is an opening night program that celebrates futuring, which is the act, art, or science of identifying and evaluating possible future events. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.